Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is November 25th. Yeah, I know. It all goes by so fast. When is it? What is it? Why is it? This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast. The day after Thanksgiving, the go home for Survivor Series War Games. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by NYC Demon Diva Issa tonight to talk about SmackDown, a SmackDown that was live in the UK.
Yeah.
But like 15 minutes delayed. In the US, super annoying.
Yeah, it was a failure for me. Try doing a watch along when half of your chat is like 15 minutes ahead of your watch along.
Oh my God. So annoying trying to keep up with this tonight.
Yeah, and we'll get into it, but they should have not done the opening segment. If they knew they were going to start with a delay, they should have done that when they knew everybody was able to be tuned in.
Yeah, I agree. Very odd, very frustrating, very unfortunate. But what are you gonna? Yes, the college football game went long today, and I know there's a lot of people that like college football and wrestling. I'm not one of them. and I know this because I lived in California. It's a big deal when UCLA plays Berkeley. Like that's
when I lived in the Midwest, it was like almost what we would get, like a Notre Dame versus Michigan game. That was like a holiday for us in that area, you know?
Yeah. So it went a little long, but tonight, what did we have? Becky Lynch is back.
Yes, Sami Zayn. As the man, not big time Bex, the man Becky Lynch is back.
Kevin Owens laying the groundwork for tomorrow night to be very tense with Sami Zayn and his loyalty to the bloodline. I am sure he's going
to talk about this with you.
Well, you know, I think he's going to get a talk. I would bet money there will be a segment where Roman is talking to him about his allegiance and his loyalty and where it doesn't lie. I don't know, tomorrow night, the bloodline, Sami Zayn could all fall apart tomorrow night.
I no longer trust Sami Zayn, so we'll get into it, but he broke the circle of trust. He failed miserably the test that was given to him today. And yeah, we'll get into it, but he's no longer part of my, three people circle, unfortunately.
Wow. So Kelvin Alexander,
not just me and Roman. It was a three people circle. Now it's just me and Roman.
Forget Thanksgiving. What is everybody talking about this week? Kelvin R. Alexander wants to know my opinion of Scripps' debut on NXT.
I have opinions on that Sega Genesis super chat that I just see come through. But yes, want to know. Sega Genesis, thank you. I want to know your opinions on the Scripps' debut, Glenn.
Okay, so I... my mom was in town and I looked at my phone. It was like, oh, Scripps is up next. I'm like, okay, well, I have to watch this. So I watched it muted. And I was just like, oh dear God, no. Like I feel bad. I actually genuinely feel bad that we kind of poked fun at it. But what they actually did with the mask. Now, Reggie is athletic as hell. Like former Reginald, athletic as hell. He's super talented. But that mask... was like
my main issue with the character was the presentation. I'm gonna let it play out, you know, and see where it goes, because I do think that Reggie is very talented, and on top of that, like, the things that he can do are incredible. He's fun to watch. But on top of that, this is what NXT is supposed to be. You have an idea, you have a new character, this is a developmental brand, this is the right place to do it. I don't know that this would have worked on the main roster, but I still think we need to work a little bit more the presentation of the character.
Yeah, but that mask is like the most wonderfully juggalo shit we've ever seen in NXT.
Yes.
Like, that looks like something I've seen somebody wear to the Gathering of the Juggalos in photos. Like, with the orange and white and black. Like, it's cool, but it's also not cool. Which, I mean, like, look, I've been down with ICP since Riddlebox. Like, ICP is cool, but not cool. That's probably the best way to describe ICP. And I think that, yes, this very much had the Juggalo spirit. And I just don't get how the mask plays in. Because from the graffiti and the voice with kind of a tech angle, I don't get, I mean, he looked like a Batman villain, but sounded like he was in the Matrix.
Right. And then we have somebody debut later on that looks straight out of the Matrix with that jack and the leather coat.
Yeah. I don't get it. I want the gimmick to do well. Like I said, I felt bad about making fun of it a little bit and poking fun at those promos. Yeah. But whatever you thought of the promos or the parodies of the promos we did hear, I think that the look of it in the presentation, like...
It didn't mesh together. Yeah,
it didn't mesh. Like, I was expecting
talented as Reggie is, now that your cameras couldn't catch me, makes sense, because I can see him doing some weird flippy crap that
Why didn't they do that? Why didn't they have in the... Look, if the vignettes had been a dude like Jackie Channing it, like, through there, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're seeing, like, little glimpses of somebody, like, the camera just misses them. Like, they could have done something really cool with somebody parkouring in there, but I just... I think... The mask is going to be a deal breaker for a lot of people in terms of taking it seriously.
Possibly. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah. But why? Like, and to your point, yeah. So if the thing is, I'm so fast, you couldn't catch me, you couldn't find me. Like, that's not what the promos were. They could, yeah. I could have saved this character.
You probably could have, but I want to see where it goes. Cause I do like Reggie and I think he's talented. I need this character to develop a little bit more because there's a bit of a disconnect there.
Sega Genesis, wow, $100 super chat.
Sega, the real MVP, come on.
Okay, Zane Glenn, this is all for you. We might have mentioned this before. Like, we don't see the super chat money. It goes to help underwrite like what we get paid for this podcast, but thank you, Sega Genesis.
I mean, we see it, but we don't see it.
Yeah, we observe it. We don't receive it. We do see it, though. We just don't receive it. We see it with our eyes, not with our hands, to quote The Simpsons.
It's all for you, so I'm just going to, you know.
I missed SmackDown and the review last week. I watched the review a few days later while doing some cleaning. Glenn, that Uncle Howdy bit you did with him defending the Honor of Valley Night was hysterical. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you. You know, we might hear from Uncle Howdy. I had some creepy message today that said Uncle Howdy wanted to discuss his Thanksgiving with the people. No. So maybe Uncle Howdy will... call into the podcast later and tell us about Uncle Howdy's Thanksgiving.
Stay tuned
for that. But Sega Genesis, thank you so much, Sega Genesis, the superior 16-bit console with the blast processing. Appreciate it.
I feel left out because I was all for you. So,
by the way, speaking of that era, this week's Game Boys to Men on Jeff Gerstmann's Patreon feed, we meet up with our old friend Ryan McDonald, also formerly of GameSpot, and we talk about the history of Mortal Kombat. And all the shenanigans we used to have when
my favorite. I love Mortal Kombat so much.
And we used to all three host a radio show together in like 1993 at a Christian radio station. And so we tell the stories about the stupid pranks and hijinks we pulled working at a Christian radio station because none of us were Christian. Like, we were some bad kids.
I love Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat's great. Kelvin, wow, saying he looked like Dumb Donald from Fat Albert. Shots fired,
bro.
That's harsh.
Yo.
Wow.
No, Sega. Please, Sega, be up. We do get paid for our time here, so So just the super chats do go towards.
Don't
that
think
kind of stuff.
We're in the strip club and you're just putting it directly into my G-string virtually. Don't think that's the case.
Glenn, is that really the best metaphor you could come up
with? Well, I was trying to think of a direct way where you tip somebody money.
Right.
Like Sig Genesis is in the club waving the $100 around and like I'm gonna go pick it up with my teeth or something. Like, or maybe he's got it in his teeth and I'm like, put it in my, you know. Oh, we don't need this visual, but I'm just
seductive.
But yes, it goes to underwrite the podcast and
keep it going.
Yes. I don't know why. You know what it was? Zola has been on cable all the time lately, and I've probably seen Zola like 6 times now from start to finish. So that's why that was my first frame of reference.
We know you live in Vegas. Stop trying to like. Con why you're thinking about strip clubs and all that. Okay, I get it. We know you've been out. You weren't here the other night. Now we know what you were doing.
I'm trying to think the last time I went to a strip club. It was probably in the year 2000. It was a long time ago. long time.
You haven't been to a strip club in that long?
No. And I joke when my wife goes out of town because I've heard the names of the strip clubs in Vegas. Everyone's like, oh, you got to go to Little Darlings or you have to go to Chicas Bonitas. Or like, I hear about these things. So I joke when my wife goes out of town. I'm like, oh, if not for COVID, I would be right down there just living there the whole time. I joke about that, but no, I haven't. You know what they did during COVID? I think one of the strip clubs, maybe it was Little Darlings because it was a national news story. They did like a drive-through strip club during
that's
COVID.
Incredible.
Yeah, and that's I was like, incredible. that's kind of funny that they did that. I would have done that just to say that I did that. You know?
Sure, Glenn, sure. Just to say.
Just to say.
Same, honestly, same. When I go to strip clubs, it's just to say that I, you know, done that.
I'm not shaming how anyone makes a living or anyone that partakes or patronizes such an establishment. I just think, I mean, when I was a young man, it was like, oh, this is different and novelty. And I got older, I was just kind of like, meh, you know?
Yeah.
Not my thing. Anyhow. I mean, we could just talk about that tonight because Rampage was on at like 1 this afternoon. So nobody watched Rampage.
Why? Like, why? I saw some of the clips on social media, but just so everybody knows, we didn't, like, we probably would not be covering Rampage here because it was at a weird time. And people are out at that time of the day. Come on.
I would like to be a DJ at a strip club because I think that I would, because the dancers would say, like, I've got my own music, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to pick something great for you. Or I would do a challenge, and I would say, I bet you can't go out there and dance to this. And
I would love that, actually.
Yeah, I'd be like, you go out there to Slayer's Raining Blood and just show me what you can do with that, you know?
Glenn, no, please. Oh, God. Come on. Let's move on.
Let's move on. TA499, East, I'll be at Survivor Series 2. I'll be in the Roman Reigns as my daddy shirt.
I'll be looking for you, TA. Love the shirt choice.
Nice.
And if you guys are at Survivor Series, I'll be there tomorrow. Say hello if you see me.
Exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm going to jump the cage and, you know. When Roman comes in, if anybody tries to hurt him, I'm going to just defend his honor and get in the way of him and like a claymore kick or something. Because Sammy ain't going to do it. We know we can trust him.
Wow. How was your Thanksgiving?
I traveled the whole day. I actually took a train from New York to Boston. So it was like 4 and something hours. But you know, I have a broken stomach, so Thanksgiving is actually my worst enemy. So I'm okay missing out on a holiday that's surrounded around food. I'm going to go ahead and skip it, you know, because it could be dangerous for me.
I don't know what did it. I had like 5 a.m. reflux for the first time in like a year this morning. It was awful.
But that's normal for most people.
But I had a vegan Thanksgiving. But no, traveling on Thanksgiving, I'll give this pro tip to everyone. Traveling on Thanksgiving is actually awesome.
It is. Everything was empty. It was like super peaceful. Yeah.
We used to fly on Thanksgiving and start like our trip then. And like we would just have like all of coach to ourselves. Like there was no one on the plane. It was very
I've done
nice.
It too. Like a few years ago, for 2 years in a row, I went to my sister's and it was just a flight to Richmond. So we're talking like an hour and a half flight. So I was still getting there at a decent time. But instead of flying Wednesday when everything's crazy, I would leave Thanksgiving morning and it was just so peaceful and I would still make it there in time to, you know, hang out with everybody. So it was perfect. But I hadn't traveled by train in a long time. And outside of the complimentary internet, because I was like, oh my God, 5 hours, I'm going to get all this work done. Yeah, that wasn't the case. And I couldn't connect to my phone's hotspot because you're constantly moving. So, you know, the signal was like shady. So I didn't get to do the work that I wanted to get done, but it wasn't a bad trip at all.
Other tip, because, you know, that's people listening to this podcast for life tips in addition to wrestling news. If you're traveling, especially on a holiday or time where it's going to be slow, like this used to work. I don't know how it goes now, but if you bring a gift for like the flight crew, like we used to bring like a box of chocolates on Thanksgiving and we got we got comped alcohol all night. We got like, we've gotten upgrades before, like take care of your flight crew when they have to work on a holiday.
Yes.
You know, it's a very just nice thing to do. Okay. So let's talk about SmackDown tonight. So exciting. The War Games match.
It was a fun episode. I have fun.
I am so excited about Damage Control versus Bianca and her team. The women's roster in WWE right now is one of the strongest we've ever had. And the question was, who was going to be the fifth woman on Bianca's team? And it's a returning Becky Lynch.
Yes. Yes. Exciting. Makes sense. Damage Control took her out when they debuted. So it makes sense to plug her in. It doesn't feel like it's, you know, out of nowhere. I love seeing this version of Becky Lynch come back. This was the man, Becky Lynch. Even the old the man graphic was up on the screen. And while you were making that point, I got to tell you, when they're like doing the pull apart brawl like between all of them, that's what I kept thinking about. I was like, this women's division is so talented. And they keep doing these teases, like that face off with Rhea Ripley and Becky. And like you start thinking, like you start fantasy booking all of these feuds you want to see. It basically, for me, it's just Rhea Ripley against everyone, you know, but it was a fun opening segment. Again, I wish they would have just switched some things around if they knew they were going to start on a delay, so everybody would have enjoyed it, because I enjoyed it. But with spoilers, I already knew what had happened, even though the show hadn't started for me yet. So, but overall, happy to see Becky back and happy to see what these women do tomorrow. I do think the addition of Becky Lynch helped hype up this match a lot more.
Absolutely. And, oh, Calvin, with a great point. The booking needs to match the talent, though.
Yes, yes, agree. Because in SmackDown, and we'll get into it, I have thoughts about what they're doing with the women's division as far as Ronda's champion and everybody that faces her. So, yeah, the booking is not matching the talent for sure.
Anissa, everyone's complimenting how nice you look tonight.
Thank you. It must be it's the Boston look.
The cold air.
Oh my God. It was rainy too. It was rainy, but it got nicer in the afternoon. I was able to go out, like I was telling you, off the air and explore. Yeah. And it was a nice 50 degrees, which is not horrible. So, you know.
Wow. Sega Genesis.
Oh my goodness. Stop.
$100 saying, Issa, you and I are brethren in our prediction of Lord Steven Regal turning heel. You co-signed my prediction that MJM would whiff with the power of the punch. So this is for you, Glenn. If you ever find me near your G-string with money, please pepper spray me.
Thank you so much, Sega. It was. I got laughed at the first time I brought up that Regal was going to turn. So look who's laughing now.
There you go.
Two bombs from Sega Genesis tonight. We got a couple of super chats. Thank you, everybody. It is Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, and people, instead of going to retail and spending their money there, they're leaving it here with us. We appreciate that.
Lorenzo on Twitter tweeted at us saying, you know, Glenn could have used a servers in a restaurant as an analogy, but chose to use strippers in contrast instead.
I support that. I support that, Glenn.
Again, Zola's on, like, every time I'm watching cable lately, and this is good counter programming. Like, Zola is on one channel and Red Rocket with Simon Rex is on another channel. Like, those two movies I have seen so many times in the last month because they never stop showing them. Ever. It's crazy.
Yes.
Both also quality films, and I'm shocked that neither of them got nominated for any of the major awards.
Agreed.
Yes. Riley Keough and Zola, like, that was just holy shit, that performance.
Yes.
Okay, let's...
Are you happy about Becky?
I'm very happy about Becky. Very glad she's back. But it's funny, though, because, you know, we don't watch Raw, so my wife, who's a massive Becky stan, she was like, I didn't know Becky was out with an injury. I just thought she wasn't on SmackDown. I thought she was on Raw. And so I was like, no, she's been out for a while.
Yeah, since SummerSlam.
Yeah. Yeah, so we were talking about that. I mean, in fact, if not for Becky Lynch, I would not have been watching wrestling as much as possible, because Becky is what got my wife into watching wrestling, which meant she wanted to watch wrestling with me, go to wrestling events with me. And that was like, Becky was our gateway towards my wife then, like, watching all of wrestling.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Becky Lynch, an angel. Yeah. I don't know if you saw what she did today. There was like, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but there was a post about the Thanksgiving dinner that she brought for a kid that's in the hospital, one of her fans, and the mom posted about it. The mom said that she didn't want any credit. It's amazing what some of these people do without, you know, wanting any credit, but it was amazing that Becky did that for that kid. So if you guys haven't seen it, it's making the rounds around social media. I guess there was this huge Thanksgiving dinner at the hospital room, and it was brought to them by Becky. What an angel. Becky, she's everything. I love Becky. I will forever love Becky.
And that's the thing. Before they started booking her that way, you were at that same access. I think you waited in that same line. in 2016. Yeah. Becky had the longest line at Access. She spent the most time with everyone. I could have told you then she was the most over person in WWE before they started booking her that way.
Yeah, and I had an opportunity, and I'll never forget it, to see her at a SummerSlam. I was up at the suites, and she was there with Tyler Breeze. She was wearing an Usos t-shirt because she wasn't on the card. And I remember having a conversation with her, and I told her, I'm like, I think this is BS that you're not on this card. Yeah. And, you know, we joked around, and she was like, I agree. You know how she is. And it was incredible just to see how she went from that to becoming who we all know, you know, she would become. And the man character is something that is a run that I'm never gonna, like, I'm always gonna hold near my heart. I love how relatable she became, somebody that fought, you know, didn't get anything handed to her. Like, I just, it was so perfect. I still go back and watch that video package that they made for her before main eventing WrestleMania. But yeah, but she is one of the sweetest people that you meet in person. Her interactions with the fans are incredible. And she takes her time, like you said. That's something that I always appreciate.
Absolutely. We saw Butch versus Santos Escobar tonight.
Butch.
In the semifinals match. And Santos went over. Santos beat Butch.
Yeah, I was happy about that in a weird way. I didn't know which way this was going to go because it feels like they've been booking Legado very cold. Same as Hit Row. We'll get into that. So I didn't know which direction they were going to go because it feels like they've been really pushing the Brawling Brutes, right? And I didn't know, but I was happy. I was happy to see Santos win here, but there was a distraction, granted, so you still didn't kill the entire momentum of the Brawling Brutes. You didn't kill the momentum because it was a distraction, right? But I'm happy to see Santos Escobar advance here because he felt very cold since his debut.
Yeah, I know. This is good. This is good for him. Ron Taylor, $2, saying the women should main event Survivor Series.
No.
if the storyline with the Bloodline wasn't the women. Okay, so Issa, cover your ears. The women are going to have a hotter match with a hotter feud at Survivor Series, and I think a better match overall. Just because.
I agree. Like, did you not see all of those hot women in that segment? I didn't know which one was making my nipples harder. I all of my girl crushes were out there. Glenn, you have Rhea Ripley, you have Becky Lynch, Bianca Bailey. I was wilding.
But the Bloodline storyline is the biggest.
No, you just casually. You're so used to my inappropriate comments just to make you pop.
And then I say something like strip club and everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, where did this come from? Like, I just make a reference.
Because they're used to me being inappropriate. Not you. You're not allowed.
Not my shtick, but I'm aware they exist.
Alfred has the waiting room, but how dare you mention
I'm a 46 year old married man who hasn't left the house in 3 years. Like, come on. My mom, when she arrived, the first thing I did was I took the thermometer gun to her head before I hugged her, and then I was like, please take this COVID test.
No. Did you really, Glenn?
Yeah, she drove 2 days to get here. But I was like, I just want to make sure we're all good, you know?
Oh, I love you.
Can't be too safe. And we were
going
to go.
I'll keep that in mind for when I randomly show up at your door. I'll be like, okay, I got to make sure he's going to make me take a COVID test. He's going to take my temperature.
Wednesday, we woke up and I was like, okay, maybe we can go to Red Rocks Casino. Maybe we can go to the bingo room masked. Like, we talked about it. And then, like, we kind of all just talked ourselves out of it over the span of an hour. We're like, let's just sit around and watch movies and hang out and
honestly, do anything. I do that a lot. And the older that I get, the more that I'm more of a home buddy person. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, today I was like, I'm in Boston and I'm like, no, I'm still gonna stream and I'm still gonna do the podcast. Like, there's no need for me to be out in the streets this late at night. I'm too old for that, you know.
Calvin confirming Issa is so bad. She, you know, keeps us on our toes here.
That's why you guys love me.
Dylan Zinklin putting the head thermometer in people's heads is very on brand.
Agreed. But yes, Santos Escobar defeated Butch, and he's moving on to the finals.
Yeah. Okay. So The day after Thanksgiving, folks, we're all a little punchy today. It's been that kind of week. It has. Oh, and new social media. I know you're not fully down with it, but I love seeing the wrestling community come over to Hive from Twitter. It is building. It is growing. And I did back their Wii Funder, full disclosure, because I just really like the platform. And I love that it was developed by a 24-year-old who taught herself programming. And now it's like blowing up as this great social media alternative. And I love that we're starting to see the internet wrestling community on there.
He's been trying to get me to be part of the Hive. I'm on there. Follow me at NYC Demon Diva. Maybe I'll give it a chance.
Yes, and I'm on there as Glenn Rubenstein, of course. So let's talk about the next match. Oh, when we heard from Bray Wyatt.
Wait, Glenn, before you continue with Bray Wyatt, is the wrestling community on Hive still in a good place? Like, it's not toxic like it got on Twitter? Because when I first joined Twitter, the wrestling community was fun. It wasn't what it's like now. So maybe you can get me into Hive if it's still like a positive environment where not everybody's arguing with everybody.
Yes. It's actually, that's what I like about it, is that the app has been around for 2 years. People just started using it now because a lot of people are having issues with some of the changes to Twitter, and I'm not going to get into all that. But I went on there, and there's a lot of the video game community, the cosplay community, the LGBTQIA community.
The cast community is great there too.
Yeah, it just feels really nice. I mean, like, just to put it, like, everyone there is really supportive, and there's no toxicity. It's just kind of a chill vibe. It's not the most polished app. It might run a little slow. You might have to relearn some things. But you know what I really like is that you can search a hashtag and then follow that hashtag. And then when you go to your Discover screen, I can get a feed that's just wrestling or just SmackDown or just NXT. And even if I'm not following people.
That. I did saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that way I can find new people to follow and interact with. So I don't know. I mean, look, social media.
It will get toxic eventually because it is a social media platform. But for now, it's not.
Yeah, definitely good vibes in the Hive community.
Bray Wyatt.
So Bray Wyatt tried to explain things, and people want The Fiend, and violence is the only language he's shown that the
agreed.
Shown fans. I mean, but he's not the one who attacked LA Knight.
No, it was Uncle Howdy.
Yes, who said that it's all a lie.
First of all, how dare you not mention Bray Wyatt's beautiful gold teeth? You see him? It was shiny. I want a septum piercing and gold teeth now after watching Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he said that people wanted, he felt like a circus act. It's basically what he was saying, right? People want to see The Fiend. Nobody cares about Bray. But he said he did not interrupt. That means he did not attack LA Knight. And then, of course, like clockwork, he gets interrupted by Uncle Howdy.
Yeah.
Saying some weird shit stuff.
Uncle, you know, we all have
made of lies.
Look, I think we all have an uncle that rambles incoherently.
I'm actually the auntie that does that at the Thanksgiving.
You're just like, let me tell you something, kids. The world is all made of lies.
Yeah, that's literally me. I was like having I was like talking to my student. I was like, don't we all have the drunken uncle? And then like I went quiet for like a second, realizing shit, I'm the drunk auntie. In my family's Thanksgiving. Crap.
So yeah, it's you. It's all you. And then LA Knight was backstage asking asking Megan Moran how her Thanksgiving was, but he was able to enjoy his because he was pulled out from under a pile of Bray.
He said a pile of trash. And then she said, what? She was like, a pile of Bray. Yeah, you heard me. Yeah, let me talk to you. Your favorite wrestler ever, LA Knight.
Okay, at the end, when he did the that's a fact of life, and whose game is it? No, because at the end, then he went, yeah. And I was like, wait a second. Did he ever really say that? Or was that what I added when I was making fun of him that one time? Did he used to do that? Because I don't remember that. I thought I said that.
He did okay. Used to do that.
Okay, so we know that, yeah, that's also, yeah, is also an LA Knight catchphrase.
Yeah. I thought they were going to make a match out of this tonight.
Yeah.
Like, we got to turn a corner in this whole breakouts a promo, gets into. And I do think they're doing something here with the whole he's not the one attacking LA Knight. Like, we're adding layers to it. Oh no. Uh-oh.
Very weird. Yeah. It's all
I saw
weird.
Something weird happening on our stream. I think it's happening again. Oh no.
Hello, check. 1, 2. Is this thing on? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hi, Uncle Howdy.
You can hear me? You got that phone through okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hey, everybody. It's Uncle Howdy here. I had to cut off Tubby there with this nonsense that he's spewing, talking about Bray, talking about things. Oh, he knows things. These smarks in the IWC think they know what's going on with Uncle Howdy, but let me tell you, they don't know anything. They don't understand. They think they understand, but they don't know. So I wanted to come here and clarify things. Now, Issa, you look lovely tonight.
Thank you.
You didn't have much of a Thanksgiving. Let me just say, Uncle Howdy didn't either. Uncle Howdy has burned some bridges with his family. I may have fathered some children I didn't acknowledge when I should have. I may have borrowed some money that I didn't pay back. Uncle Howdy has problems.
Ooh, Uncle Howdy, not good.
And as such, it was me at a diner with a slice of turkey loaf, you know, just hanging out, hitting on the waitress, because Uncle Howdy's looking for wife number 7. Lucky 7. Uncle Howdy's got a good feeling about this one.
Are you on Tinder? Well. Uncle Howdy, have you tried Tinder?
Uncle Howdy's on Tinder, but I feel like the mask scares the women off.
Nah, so you'll find someone that's into it. You'll be surprised.
I hope so. I hope. Wish Uncle Howdy luck on wife number, lucky number 7. I think this could be good.
So maybe I'll get some of my single girlfriends and I'll hook you up.
Here's the thing. So LA Knight was attacked tonight. And here's the reason why. I've decided that I'm jealous that LA Knight is not my nephew instead of Bray Wyatt. I think I can do better. LA Knight is clearly the future of this company. He's got his catchphrases. It is his game, and that's a fact of life, yeah. Uncle Howdy wants to be LA Knight's uncle. But I'm stuck with Bray Wyatt, Husky Harris, who's not grateful. Did he invite Uncle Howdy over to Thanksgiving? Sure, I might have borrowed $1,000 from him that I never paid back. But is that a reason to shun me on a holiday?
No,
that's what I say. Uncle Howdy wanted to be there with Bray and Bo and their significant others, and you know, talk to my grand nephews and nieces, and talk to them about life. Maybe see if they could loan me a little scratch to get through to the holidays. You know, but no.
The kids? You think the kids were going to give you money?
They get an allowance, which is more than Uncle Howdy gets.
Okay.
You know, Uncle Howdy's just getting by on the kindness of strangers and a little bit of disability check. I don't want to get into it, but, you know, I was injured on the job and it was a whole thing, but, you know, I get a little something and I appreciate that. It's good.
Okay. Good.
I also have my pension for my time as Captain Howdy in the Navy. But yeah, Thanksgiving is a very, very lonely, lonely holiday for Uncle Howdy. And that's why I had to interrupt Bray tonight and just let the people know the world is lies. Bray is a liar. LA Knight, I want to adopt you as my nephew. And I think we could make magic together. But if you don't accept that, I just have to keep beating you up backstage. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
It's just how it goes. But, you know, look for me maybe tomorrow night. I'll make an appearance at Survivor Series War Games. I'll also be outside the stadium selling bootleg T-shirts, cash
for
only.
$5?
For $5, cash yep. only, no exchanges. So make sure you get that size right the first time. And if you're going to wash it inside out because that print might wash off.
I hope you make all the money.
I hope so too, Issa. Thank you. And just so people know, if you do give a super chat to Uncle Howdy, that goes directly to Uncle Howdy. I've found a way to bypass the system with my dark arts. And, you know, I thank the Wrestling Podcast for having Uncle Howdy on once again. You are all my nieces and nephews. Now, please loan me $100 because I need bus fare to get to Survivor Series tomorrow night. Thank you.
Oh, damn.
WWE says we're all independent contractors. They don't cover our travel, Lisa.
Yeah, I heard.
Dylan Matthews is asking, Uncle, how do you subscribe to Issa's Black Friday? What?
I had a little sale going on my OnlyFans, Uncle Howdy. I gotta make some money too, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, if you'll excuse Uncle Howdy, I'll be in my bunk. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. See you tomorrow. I gotta go Google some things. Thank you. This is Uncle Howdy. Thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Kicking me off the stream, Uncle Howdy.
Incredible. Incredible.
Wow.
I think me and Uncle Howdy are becoming good friends.
Sounds like Uncle Howdy. I mean, I heard some of that. Sounds like Uncle Howdy's got some issues.
Yeah. Do you think he had, who had a worse Thanksgiving, Uncle Howdy or Rey Mysterio? That
oh my God.
Question.
They showed that tonight. Uncle, Rhea Ripley and Dominic showing up at the Mysterio residence to beat the shit out of Rey Mysterio.
I loved everything about that. I was saying in my stream, I don't understand why Rey Mysterio reacted that way. Like, let's say I have kids. If my kid shows up at Thanksgiving dinner with Rhea Ripley, I'm going to be like, my man, I'm going to give him a drink. I'm going to give him a cigar. And then I'm going to try to steal his girlfriend. So I don't understand why Rey Mysterio is not proud of his little boy.
Has she threatened yet that she's going to marry Dominic, start wearing a mask, and take the name, last name, so she could be Rhea Mysterio? Because I think that's the end game.
She would definitely be Rhea Guerrero. Duh.
Rhea Mysterio is a solid WCW level gimmick.
Rhea Mysterio. Yep.
Oh man.
Got a couple of super chats during Uncle Howdy's takeover.
Oh, Kelvin, Scripps, Uncle Howdy, you know, there's just mixer.
We're just having fun. We're just having fun.
Kelvin saying Uncle Howdy's.
No.
I hung out with my mom and I went down the rundown with her of all my father's marriages. It was really weird. Like, I feel like these things are more common, you know, like you meet people more and more where it's like, oh, I've got like 10 half siblings that I just learned about over the recent years. Or
do you ever realize that that's all that these holiday dinners are with family? People either run down marriages or they sit down and ask what's going on with your life to the single ones with no kids. I would know. This is why I chose to be on a train instead of going to it.
Oh, Bear Hudson, thank you for this. And I'm so
Bear
sorry.
Hudson, much love to you.
Bear Hudson saying this is the first Thanksgiving since his daughter passed of cancer, that this is giving them the most enjoyable week and helping survive. Thank you. I mean, I know that we try to have a good time with the show, but I'll tell you that I never take for granted when anyone reaches out and talks about how listening to us in any iteration of this podcast has ever helped them through a hard time. And I know I've definitely been there with breakups, loss of friends, loss of family. I know that the podcast I've listened to in the past, like you really feel that connection. And it's a way to just sometimes take yourself out of, you know, whatever you're dealing with and have a bit of an escape. And Bear, I'm, you know, so sorry for your loss, but I'm glad that we can provide some comfort or at least distraction for you in all of this. I know it cannot be easy.
I could not have said it better myself, Bear. You're always being a supporter, and I know your story. You share it with me and with us, and that is like the main reason. And I always say this, if we can provide a distraction from a real life struggle, that's really, you know, one of the solid reasons to do something like this. So sending you all the love. We adore
you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Back to SmackDown. We had Hit Row versus the poor Hit Row.
Bro,
I love Hit Row.
I know. I felt your pain. The entire booking of Hit Row since coming back, I have felt your pain for them.
And now the female member of the Viking Raiders is Valhalla.
Vanilla.
I thought Valhalla, I thought that would be a solid like indie wrestler gimmick. Valhalla.
Valhalla. Fa-la-la-la-la. Yeah. La. It sounds like a Christmas song.
Everybody's talking about Valhalla. I've since day one had an issue Since day one on the main roster, I don't feel like this might be the best incarnation of the Viking Raiders, but I don't like that this is at the expense of Hit Row. That I have an issue.
Agreed. And Hit Row came back, and now they just like got taken out by Legado, and now they got taken out by the Viking Raiders. And it's like, why did they come back? Because this isn't, you know, it felt better in NXT. This act felt a lot better in NXT. Even the first time, before the releases and all that drama, I still didn't know that they were handling them the way they should have in the main roster. And this was like a chance for a reset, and it still feels the same way. Just spendable. It's a spendable act. You don't look forward to them because this is what you get every time. And it's not good because I really, really like them. And I think they could appeal to a younger audience, which they so hardly crave. But then that's what you do with them, you know?
Yeah. So
Hit Row deserves better.
Well, okay, but let's talk about how they subverted expectations after this with Ricochet versus Braun Strowman. I mean, I've seen take after take after take that said Braun Strowman is winning this tournament.
Why would Braun Strowman win after that tweet? Come on.
You think he's legitimately being punished for something he said?
No, I just don't think he should win any matches he's on. He needs new pants. Red pants
are a bold fashion statement that not all of us can pull off. And I don't know if Braun's making them work, but I respect him for trying to make them work.
I don't.
So he was mocking Ricochet. Ricochet, of course, does the flippy floppy style of wrestling that Braun doesn't like, but Ricochet won this match.
Yeah.
And then Braun babyfaced him at the end. And like, yeah,
and you don't
hand.
Think he's being punished for that tweet? Like, they made him freaking lift his. First of all, how stupid did Ricochet look coming back to help him? How stupid did Ricochet look coming back? Like, you mean to tell me, Glenn, that you are there, you just won the match, you're walking away, you're going to the finals, and you see Imperium, Gunther is out there. Yeah. Are you going to help that person, whether they're your friend or not? Are you really going to help that person? There was so much babyface dumb syndrome today with this, and then Shotzi too later. But then you're going to come back and help him. But listen, it was all worth it just to see Braun having to lift the arm and babyface the flippy flopper. Oh, beautiful.
I think they would actually be a pretty cool tag team.
Please stop. What would you call them, Glenn? What would their tag team name be?
That's a good
Monster
question.
Flopper? Monster Flopper?
Yes, that would be their name. Monster Flopper.
Beautiful. Okay, but Ricochet and Santos Escobar, a banger. That's going to be a banger of a final match.
Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be really good. So we saw Kevin Owens backstage talking to Sami Zayn, saying ultimately they're going to turn on you, turn on them first. And then Jay was listening, and then Jay tested Sami and was like, yo, were you talking to anyone? And Sami was like, no. It's like, dude, Sami, there were cameras right there. Like, there's evidence that just went out over the interwebs and the broadcast waves.
How can you so casually tell this story? Like it was nothing. We have been sitting here rooting for Sami Zayn. We call him part of the bloodline. We even, like, Roman even mentioned changing his name to Sami Uso.
Yes.
One test and he fails miserably.
It was kind of... Well, I bet you tomorrow that's what happens.
I wish he hadn't changed his number, because I would have just FaceTimed him right then and there. And I would have, like,
why don't you try calling him? See if that number, see if it's reconnected, see if it's working.
It doesn't, I tried. It doesn't
okay,
work.
So you got to tweet at him. You got to take a video and send it to Sami and say, like, tomorrow you need to go to Roman before War Game starts. You need to go to Roman and apologize and explain everything. You just need to come clean.
He needs to not show up if he wants to remain alive.
Wow.
I'm very disappointed in Sami Zayn. I don't let a lot of people in my circle, and I let him in, man, and this is how he did it. One test and he failed. I don't trust him.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, I think this is gonna be the big storyline tomorrow night.
What do you think is gonna happen, Glenn?
I think he might come clean and apologize, or he's going to get a talking to over what happened in the main event, and he's going to be say he was on thin ice, and then maybe he does turn in line with KO.
Why would you want to turn? Why? Would
I don't
you
want him that? To. I
why
don't
would
want
you
him
that
to.
Close to Roman Reigns and then turn like that would be the biggest mistake of your life.
In fact, you know what should happen? He and Roman should leave the Bloodline and start their own tag team.
The Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Raquel got attacked by Rhonda and Shayna backstage.
Yep.
Suffered a broken arm. And then we had Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Shotzi, and Ronda and Shayna winning. It's interesting. Normally, Raj Giri booking math says you don't have somebody stand tall one night and then win the next night. But I'm pretty sure Ronda's winning that match tomorrow night.
First of all, did you notice that Shotzi was doing better on her own before Raquel came out? So I was going to tell you, I have a lot of issues with this. I'm a big Ronda Rousey fan. You know this. I've always rooted for her. But I feel like they're just not doing any favors to anybody that goes against her. Not just Shotzi. They did it to Liv. And it's like, you don't need to bury these girls to make Ronda look strong. Ronda looks strong even just by name associations. She's Ronda freaking Rousey. Like, you don't need to make them look like they stand zero chance. But that really is what's going on here. At no point I have felt like Shotzi has a chance against Ronda. And the booking of it doesn't help it.
Yeah, we'll see. Baby Ice is an interesting point. I think the Bloodline loses and the turn happens to close the show. People are speculating, what if both KO and Sammy turn on their teams and just like betray everyone, and Sammy and KO become like the biggest spoilers in all of WWE?
We'll see.
That could be a fun storyline.
You have to come up with someone for the Usos to fight at some point.
Yeah.
KO and Sammy will be a great choice here.
Oh, they're gonna win. They're gonna win those tag titles if it's them.
You need to stop getting so carried away.
And like, here's the reason why.
And you just like take off.
Because here's the reason why. When they start talking too much about how somebody is the longest reigning something, that means they're gonna lose their title soon.
Nice like, thumb hole.
I like a good thumb hole.
Listen, I just don't see the Usos dropping the title. It was an insult, Glenn. No, I just don't see I don't know. We'll see. I do see the Usos dropping titles before I see Roman dropping titles. Yeah. I just don't know that it happens anytime soon, especially in what is coming, which we all know is the dead season of wrestling, the month of December. I don't see this feud starting right now. It's awesome.
Yeah. I hope not. I would like to see them drag it out to the Rumble. But you know what? It depends. How long they drag it out depends on whether or not they have The Rock for WrestleMania. If they have The Rock for Mania, they do this turn now, and then I'll tell you exactly what happens. Sammy and KO are going to win the tag titles. KO is going to challenge Roman for the championship and lose at one pay-per-view. Okay. At the next pay-per-view, Sammy is going to challenge Roman for the championship. And we're going to think Sammy might win because he's so hot. Like, that'll probably be at the Rumble.
You're going to think, do not wee me in that conversation, okay. Glenn Rubenstein.
Okay. But people are going to really be on the edge of their seat. Maybe at the Rumble, it'll happen. But then Sammy will lose. And then they will announce The Rock for Mania and then just build towards that. And then we're good till spring.
We'll see. That's not bad.
So, but if they have The Rock, then it'll happen. If they don't have The Rock, they're going to need to drag this out as long as possible.
Possibly.
Yeah. Ronda and Shayna won.
Of course they did.
They said Raquel taken to a hospital, by the way.
And they said she broke her arm and dislocated her elbow. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's enough.
Okay, so we did have Sheamus and Drew McIntyre versus the Usos in a War Games advantage match to see who's going to get the advantage.
Yeah, another show of how we cannot trust Sami Zayn. He cost the Usos this match.
Yeah.
Good match, though. Banger. If it's a preview of what we're going to get tomorrow, both of these War Game matches are going to slap.
Yeah, they'll be good.
Banger after banger. We're getting Finn Balor and AJ Styles somewhere in between that sandwich.
It's gonna be
what else is there tomorrow?
No, it's gonna be a really, really good show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm excited for it.
I think it'll be good.
But yeah, I mean, Sammy's saying try to help. But he ended up getting kicked out, and then there was a distraction. And of course, Jey Uso, Jey taking the pin here from Sheamus. Also, do you notice how much commentary mentioned that Roman wasn't there?
Yeah.
It almost felt like they were like, I don't know. I always pick up when commentary said, or when they say a lot of things, they're like planting these seeds. Oh, and we didn't talk about it, but the video package for War Games, Matt Hype, they did an excellent job putting that video package together.
It'll be good. I did hear, speaking of commentary, Tuesday when I watched part of the Scripps match, Booker didn't seem like he knew what was going on or that Scripps had ever had a promo. Like, it was kind of beautiful how he was, like, more confused than the audience was.
Did you not see at the end when Dijak show up and then the other guy says, Dijak, and Booker went, who?
No, I didn't see that. But when Scripps, he was like, Booker at one point said, Scripps, his name is Scripps, right? Like, Booker had to confirm.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a little upset that he in the card that he dropped on his opponent, there was words in the back and we never found out. Yeah. So we'll see where that goes to.
We'll see.
But Booker is always lost. Always.
Yeah. But this was a good SmackDown tonight. It went by quick. The delay sucked because we were getting stuff spoiled left and right.
Still a nice episode. It paced nicely. It did a good job selling some seats for, or at least building up hype for War Games, especially with the two main matches. I feel like they did a good job at building some tension there.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. I don't know who's on the podcast tomorrow night.
Not me. Oh, it's Jimmy LaBar and that dude, Jack Farmer.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I think Raj is still on vacation, maybe.
Isn't he always on vacation?
Yes.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. So thank you everyone for tuning in. We hope you had an excellent, excellent, excellent Thanksgiving. Better than Issa or Uncle Howdy did, that's for sure.
Yeah, he sat at a diner. I sat at a train. You know, hard times.
Rampage.
Nobody.
What happened? Nobody. You know, it's a good thing Rampage was on earlier, because if that had been on later, the SmackDown overrun would have crushed their numbers.
Yeah, we would have been a miss, but nobody would have noticed because nobody watches Rampage.
Yeah, which is a shame.
I did see some clips. There was something with Dark Order. Looks like it's kind of coming to an end.
Yeah.
I did see that. I did see Rush was on there. That's all
FTR.
I know.
FTR won their match. Cheetah won their match.
Wait, who did Darby FTR Allen wrestle?
FTR wrestled Top Flight.
Who?
Ring of Honor. Top Flight for the Ring of Honor championships. Oh, sorry.
You know, I think, who are they? Anyway, yeah.
Okay, well, everyone, enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Thank you so much for turning out tonight. Follow us both on Twitter and on Hive and Instagram and everywhere else you follow people.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Sega Genesis, for the super show. Yes, everybody that
you,
donated.
Everybody. Thank you, Sega Genesis. We'll catch y'all back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.